WDR, KO4HKX.
Noon, Patrick. Currently rolling this window up because I'm getting a little road noise here. Beautiful day, 73 degrees here. Well, I don't know if that's accurate or not. I think it was a little more than that because I just backed out of the garage. How's your day?
Out, went and met a friend of mine. Enjoying the beautiful day up here, the fall colors.
They are starting to come, aren't they? I noticed the leaves falling. Always the dead burn acorns that stopped falling. Boy, you get hit with one of those things, it hurts. And that ain't half bad. You get hit with a hickory nut out back. And if you're in that tin barn, you think you've been shot, Patrick.
Well, we had walnut trees and chestnut trees growing up, so we had to dodge all of them.
I always hated, I can't think of the names of them. They dropped those balls that got all of those needles on the side of them. And over at the kids' lake house, they got one of those right in the front yard, right there on the asphalt. And boy, you step on one of those things, you're liable to go into orbit.
Yeah, chestnuts have an outer casing about the size of a tennis ball that's nothing but needles, and then it opens up and exposes the chestnut. But until it opens up, it's a dangerous thing.
You'll have to drag one of those down here and show it to me. I haven't, I don't believe I've ever seen one of those. I'm trying to say honey something or other for those other ones, but, oh, heck. You know, when you get my age, memory goes. But it'll come to me. We had one for a while, and I chopped that sucker down. But not here, up in Kansas. But just behooves me what the name of it was. Well, I'm headed down to cardiac rehab for a little torture.
A little exercise, are you? Something other than your right thumb and your running.
Sweet gum.
Hey, I'm going to put a star on the wall for you. That's exactly right. Sweet gum trees. Go ahead. Who is this?
West Mobile. Me and Joy just headed over to the doctor's office. She's got an appointment this afternoon, so we're going to go over there and see what pertains with that is one of them jello shots.
Bernice got one yesterday in the hip. Boy, that needle, Gary, must be 8 inches long.
No. She didn't want to hear that. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll let me go back with her or not, but the last time she did, they didn't. So we'll have to wait and see. But hopefully it's gonna do her some good.
Well, I take that back, Joy. It was only about 6 inches long. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Gary. I hope everything goes good for you. And I'm sorry for Tom. I'll apologize for him.
Hello, Patrick. I didn't mean to leave you out there, young man. Heard you and Tom talking. We just got in the car headed to the doctor's office. So we'll be riding for about, 30 minutes or so. To get over there, so it is what it is. But hopefully y'all are having a great day so far.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's just nice getting to talk to you and Patrick. Well, at least Patrick, but, shoot. No, the school buses are coming, and the traffic gets busy. Well, you can come up here to Greer Memorial at the Stedman Hawkins place and ask them for cardiac rehab and exercise for me, and I'll watch you, Gary. But, Joy, the good thing about that shot is, Bernice told me this morning, she says, you know, that worked. He had the x-rays of her, and the left hip, I think, is the one she had done, either one. And she says, this other one's feeling just like that was before I had the surgery. And she only took 6 Tylenols after the surgery to rest your mind at ease. Now, that old boy up north there near Raleigh, he said it was like getting run over by a semi truck, but I think it amounts to a doctor. And he also said women have babies, that's why men are wimps. But what they do, Joy, is I noticed he had these, they look like Q-tips, only they're bigger. And they sprayed something on them, and they rubbed, and they rubbed, and they rubbed for about 20 or 30 seconds. And it's an extremely cold cold thing, and there's a sheriff's department setting off my radar detector. And Marie said it didn't hurt hardly at all. She said, I felt pressure, and she said that's all there was to it. But I think that kind of freezes it a little bit, Joy.
Patrick. Yeah, Tom, I had injections in my back years ago before they did my major back surgery in 2007. And we're trying to ignore, get away from, no, we can't do a surgery. They won't let me have that kind of surgery where you're under anesthesia for so long anymore because of my kidney condition. I'm just a mess. Getting old is not for wimps. But I'm going to give it a try. I had a bad experience with it the last time, but they've come a long way, so maybe it won't do that. And they did help me when I had them back then. I'm a little bit nervous, but we'll just go on and see, and I'll try to be good.
Well, that'd be out of character from what Gary tells me. I was just trying to help you out, Gary. But, the only downside of it is Bernice likes to keep her sugar at around 100, and it'll run 90-something to 105 or so, and this morning when she measures it, it was 140, and so she went in and Googled a cortisone shot, and lo and behold, it'll raise your sugar level. But I don't know if you checked yours, but she checks hers every day. She's pre-diabetic, but she don't have to take anything for it. Anyways, there went a car within about a half a car length between me and the next one, and made it, by golly. Well, Patrick, you go ahead, sir. I'm sorry to hog it.
I'm just sitting here listening. I was fortunate and didn't get to take any injections for my knees, so I didn't have to experience any of that. So, and hopefully I won't for a long, long time. But they'll come a long ways further than they are now. But I am getting ready to pull into the house. I'm going to be out for just a few minutes, and then I'll try to get back in. KO4HX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
K3JOY. Well, I'm glad that seemed to help you, Bernice, and I hope it, I get some quick relief. By the way my back is, I can just blink wrong and it'll pinch it up. And I had to turn over in the bed this morning and get something to drink. My sinuses are giving me a fit. I got coughing real bad. And when I did, I twisted just wrong, so I've got it all pinched up.
Enjoy. I forgot to turn the radio on, but she always turns it on so she hears when I go mobile. I can't get her to get a license, Kansas farm girl. But she's tough, but I'm like you. I'm a mess, and ain't nothing we can do about it. It's what the good Lord handed us, I guess, Joy. They're getting along real good here, Gary, on this $50 million upgrade to Greer Memorial. It's going to be big after they get that done. And I'm just getting ready to turn into the horse pistol here. But it's been great talking to you guys. Enjoy. We wish you all the luck. And, oh, you and me can get out here and talk, and we'll call it the Geritol Net. See you later, Patrick. This is Angel TR, and I'll be clear with your final, Gary.
Enjoy your cardiac terrorist up there. They'll work you hard today, I know. But have a good day as best you can, and we'll talk to you again in just a little while, maybe. 73, my friend, N0TR, KI4DOS. Patrick, if you're out of the vehicle already, talk to you later, too. I need to call you and find out where that park is. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.